Now, in the United States, some of the FBI's most wanted fugitives are anti-abortionists suspected of arson attacks, bombings and murder. In Britain, the tactics of anti-abortion groups have been limited to lawful protest. But there's now a suggestion that opposition to abortion here might be taking a more sinister turn. A solicitor's firm in Birmingham, which has acted for an abortion clinic there, was recently sent a threatening letter. It was signed by an American group, the Army of God, and it warned that the lawyers were now legitimate targets. A newsletter containing details of the bombing of an American clinic was also enclosed. Well, I spoke earlier to James Dowson of the UK Life League. His organisation put the name of the manager of the Birmingham clinic on its website's Hall of Shame. When she tried to take legal action against them, the name of the firm of solicitors was added to the list. So were they responsible for sending the threatening letter?
Absolutely not, and I find it bizarre that I would even be asked that, or anybody from the British pro-life establishment that would be even asked such a ridiculous thing.
But is it not understandable that people in the pro-choice establishment may suspect that you might have said it, as it was your organisation that published the names on the website?
Well, let us clarify one thing. We're a pro-life organisation. There's no such thing as a pro-choice organisation. What you're referring to is a pro-death organisation. And no, it is an absolutely outrageous and ludicrous assumption to say because some action happens that it must be, therefore, somebody in a pro-life organisation.
Why do you publish names on the website, then?
I do the same as the BBC does. The BBC reports the facts. You know, it would be very difficult to report on Slobodan Milosevic standing trial if he didn't say who he was. It's, there's no great mystery to it. You know, these clinics are paid for with a certain amount of public money. These people are receiving funds from the public purse on a lot of occasions, from NHS referrals. Why shouldn't we know who they are? What's the big secret?
But how worried are you that the information that you publish on your website may be used by other extremists and put these people's lives in danger?
Well, let me just correct you there. Other extremists. We are not extremists. The real violence is happening to women and babies 700 times a day in this country. That's real violence, not imagined.
Can I ask you to answer my question? Do you deny that doctors who carry out abortion in the United States have been killed?
No, I do not deny it, and I deplore it.
That clinics have been bombed, and that they have been carried out by extremist groups.
Absolutely, and I utterly and completely, without reservation, condemn all violence, period.